What's going on, everybody? Happy Halloween, and tonight I'm giving you 15 slashers from the 2000s to now that you should definitely watch. Before I get into it, I'm going to give you two. I've got 15 in total, two kind of honorable mentions, even though they're really great films, that I didn't really know if they counted as slashers or not, so I'm just going to leave them at 15 and 14. Number 15, actually, is Cabin in the Woods, directed by Drew Goddard, starring Chris Hemsworth and Anna Hutchinson. So, this movie is hilarious, it is creepy, it is bloody, and it's everything that you think a Cabin in the Woods movie would be, and then a huge twist to turn it all on its head. Guys, if you haven't saw Cabin in the Woods by now, you've got to do yourself a favor and go watch it. Not really a full-on slasher, but it does have those elements, obviously, by the name Cabin in the Woods. It is so much fun, guys. It's a movie I can watch every 3 or 4 months and not be bored with, and it is just great. And number 14 is going to be Ready or Not. I didn't really know if I should classify this as a slasher or not. It's kind of like a survival movie. There's a lot of blood, guts, and gore, and it's got a lot of tongue-in-cheek comedy in it. Stars Samara Weaving, and is directed by Tyler Gillette and Matt Bettinelli Oakland. Guys, this movie came out just a few months ago. Saw it twice in theaters. A lot of fun. Go check it out if you haven't. Hopefully it's still in theaters where you're at. But at number 13, I actually have a fan film. Never Hike Alone, directed by Vincent DeSanti. Vincent DeSanti is such a cool dude. I'm in a lot of horror Facebook groups. Very active in the community. Try to be at least whenever I have the time. And he is just such a friendly guy, just an awesome guy, great director. He's actually doing a couple different projects that have to do with the Friday the 13th property right now. I'm looking forward to those, guys. So give Vincent a follow on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever he has at Vincent DeSanti. And definitely on YouTube, Never Hike Alone is available for free on YouTube right now. So at number 12, we've got one from this year. Wanted to go ahead and give it a shout out because, once again, Damien Maffei, he's in a bunch of horror groups that I'm in. He's just such an awesome guy. He plays one of the killers in it, along with Katie Stevens, who plays our final girl, and it is Haunt. Directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. Follows this group of college kids as they go through a haunted house that's a lot more terrifying than what you would think. And it is so much fun, guys. My opinion, that's how you gotta do a slasher these days. You gotta turn it on its head a little bit, but you gotta take it seriously, direct it well, and have good acting, and a little bit of twist here and there is never gonna hurt anything, and it's a lot of fun. So definitely go check those out, and let me get into my number 12. The Babysitter, another Samara Weaving movie. If you guys can't tell, I'm a huge fan. She is great. She's beautiful, she is hilarious, and she is a badass. This movie is directed by Mick G and went straight to Netflix. I think it had a few showings at film festivals and whatnot. And just stars this Samara Weaving and Bella Thorne, actually. They are a group of devil worshippers who are babysitting this kid, and he is pretty much running for his life the whole movie. And this is so much fun, so gory. It's hilarious. It's got some real bloody and intense scenes in it, so give this movie a shot. It's also, like I said, on Netflix still. I believe you can actually get a hard copy on Amazon. I'm trying to get me a copy right now. Probably will order that tonight. And at number 11, we have Scream 4. I was debating on whether to put this on here because I didn't really want to put all the big franchises on here, but I love Scream 4. It is so much fun, guys. Great comeback to Woodsboro. Emma Roberts delivers, Neve Campbell delivers, David Arquette delivers, and Courtney Cox doesn't have the bangs anymore. So, it is so much fun. If you're a fan of Scream 1, 2, and 3, you're going to love this. It's actually probably my second favorite in the franchise right now. I used to hate this movie when it first came out, and it's continually grown on me every viewing. And I really think that if you're a fan of slashers in general, you'll enjoy it, and definitely if you're a fan of the Scream franchise, you will enjoy it. So we've got a little bit of an older entry right now with Cherry Falls, directed by Geoffrey Wright and starring Brittany Murphy. Kind of a wacky little slasher. Talks about these kids who, there's a killer out who's killing everybody that's a virgin. They end up trying to all have this big orgy type deal to save their lives, and it's hilarious, it's weird, and overall it's really kind of the quintessential 2000 slasher. Just a lot of tongue-in-cheek, a lot of meta humor. It's not a perfect film by any stretch of the imagination, but it's good for what it is, so it's getting a spot on the list. And I will say, guys, this is not a ranking of how I would rank these movies or anything. Just kind of throwing the movies out here, 15 that you should watch. I will say that my 1 through 5 are pretty solid. Those are a little bit over everything else, in my opinion. But next we have The Final Girls, directed by Todd Strauss-Schulzen, and I've probably butchered his name. It stars Tyson Farmiga and Adam Devine, who is famous from Workaholics, and it is hilarious, guys. Like I said, we've got a good little range of films so far, in my opinion. A lot of these actually are more tongue-in-cheek, but when we get into the next section, we've got a couple heavy hitters, or at least a little bit bloodier. But this is kind of a love letter to 80s slashers with a little 2000s twist on it. A lot of comedy, some pretty good kills. Overall, guys, I love this movie. I didn't think I would whenever I first saw the commercial for it or the trailer, whatever I saw. And then I rented it, and then I said I had to go buy it. So definitely worth a watch, probably a go buy, in all honesty. Now we're going to get into my top 7. Like I said, guys, until I get to 5, it really means nothing where these films are ranked, but I really love this film as well. As you can tell, I like every film in this movie, in this little ranking right here. It wouldn't be on it. But this is The Town That Dreaded Sundown, directed by Alfonso Gomez-Rion. It stars Addison Timlin and Spencer Treat Clark. It's a meta sequel slash remake of the original, and I love this. Out of all the remakes that came out in the 2000s, it's probably my favorite. And guys, this is probably the bloodiest entry in here. Maybe not the scariest, but definitely the bloodiest. It's pretty good film, guys. I love this movie. I really dig the whole Texarkana area and the Bible Belt stuff in it and the Attack on Horror films they kind of do in it. And definitely worth a watch, guys. So at number 6, I'm going to have Sorority Row. It is also a kind of a, it's definitely not a sequel, but it's kind of a remake and only name. Directed by Stuart Handler and starring Groomer Willis. This is just a straightforward slasher, and it's done pretty well. Great acting, fun little storyline, and a great ending. So, very self-explanatory on that one, guys. Go watch it. I've got one that I just talked about a few days ago on my Halloween list. Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. So, this is directed by Scott Glosterman, starring Nathan Basil, however you want to say that last name. Such a funny guy, guys. He's on Twitter all the time, just cracking jokes. He's not really huge into acting, although I heard he's coming back for a sequel. And also, we've got Kane Hodder and Robert Englund in limited roles. This is also another love letter to the 80s slashers. It's kind of like a Scream and Scary Movie had a baby. It's a little bit scarier than Scary Movie. And a little bit less tense and Scream at the same time. Just right in the middle, kind of hits that perfect little spot for us. And guys, if you haven't saw Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon, definitely go see it. It is one of the five best slashers that came out in the last 19 years. And my number four is Happy Death Day, directed by Christopher Landon, starring Jessica Roth. I love the sequel to this, but I wasn't going to put two of one franchise on this list just for time's sake, and didn't want to boot another good film off when I could just talk about the sequel when it was in there. The sequel gets a lot of hate because it's not necessarily horror, it's kind of sci-fi comedy. But this movie right here is definitely a slasher, it's definitely a dark comedy. Guys, if you like slashers, you like the tongue-in-cheek slashers, it's got some suspense, it's got some blood, but also has a lot of fun with itself, you'll love Happy Death Day. Jessica Roth is amazing in it, and Christopher Landon's kind of a genius when it comes to just these kind of dark comedies, these horror with a good comedic element to them. Really like the guy, and I'm excited to see what he does next. Number three is a movie that's about as bloody as The Town That Dreads Sundown, if not more bloody. All the Boys Love Mandy Lane. Directed by Jonathan Levine, starring Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's ex-wife, and this movie kind of just follows her as she is pretty much just admired by all the guys. All the girls want to be her, and they invite her to go to the farmhouse, this guy's farmhouse, for the weekend, and chaos ensues. I'll leave it at that, because if you haven't saw it, there's a great twist in this. Real bloody, kind of reminds you of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and overall, guys, it's a blood fest. It's got a little bit of humor here and there, but it's pretty straightforward, pretty dark. I think you guys will love it. And my number two is more of a home invasion, but it does have mass killers, so I'm going to go ahead and put it at my number two because it's one of my favorite movies of all time. Brian Bertino's The Strangers, starring Liv Taylor and Scott Speedman. Guys, this movie is, in my opinion, the perfect way to build suspense. There is not, after the first knock on the door, you're on the edge of your seat until the end, and it is gruesome, it is suspenseful, it'll make you not want to turn away from the TV, and it has so much rewatchability. If you haven't watched The Strangers, it came back out in 07. A lot of people know this movie, a lot of people love this movie, some people hate it, but it's pretty well known. But it basically stars our two stars, Liv Taylor and Scott Speedman. They go out for a romantic weekend at one of his friends' cabins, or family members' cabins, actually. And three masked killers decide to hunt them down. And it is just, like, such a tight space in this cabin. Makes you feel stuck, makes you feel scared at every turn. And does a great... just a great job of building suspense. I think that anybody that wants to make films, and wants to, especially horror, mainly horror, needs to watch this movie just to see how you actually build suspense without just throwing jump scares out there. And just, you can learn a lot from this film and filmmaking, in my opinion. And my number one is Girl House, directed by Trevor Matthews, starring Ali Corbin. Guys, this movie is amazing. It does not get talked about enough. I don't like it as much as I like The Strangers, but I wanted to put it at number one because it is a full-on slasher. It is real, real bloody and a whole lot of fun. A lot of beautiful women in it. And guys, you're going to love it. Girls, if you love horror, you're going to love it. It is just a straightforward slasher. Got a great killer. Got some great storytelling and some characters you can really get behind. So guys, those are 15 slasher movies for you to watch. Definitely let me know what your list of them are. Anything from 2000 to current is free fall on this. So let me know what you guys think, what your list is. Follow me on Instagram at Southern Fried Horror. Tell me your list. Tell me that I am completely wrong, that 10 out of the 15 movies I've listed shouldn't even be on this list. Whatever you want to do, just get at me over there. Like it, like the podcast, like the episode, rate me on, I cannot talk tonight, guys. give me a rate over there on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this at. It helps out a lot, and I do appreciate you guys listening and just talking horror with me. I get a couple of guys every now and then on Instagram that want to talk horror. It's just a good time trying to build a community that we can talk horror and just kind of hang around each every day with guys. So we'll talk to you probably Sunday. I'm probably going to drop another American Horror Story episode this Sunday. I may take a break this weekend because I've dropped out 4 episodes this week. May not. I'm not sure. Possibly AHS. If not, I may have a little something cooking up. I'm not real sure. Hoping for the best, though, guys. So, you guys have a great Halloween, and we will talk to you Sunday.